All right, we're wrapping up econ. I do have one more question on the econ portion before we head to circulation and transportation. But before I do that, so everybody online is also aware, and Rachel, since she wasn't in the room when I made the executive decision, we're going to go until 12. We'll take a 45-minute break. We'll reconvene at 12:45 and continue. Last question, AB, possibly on the econ. Econ page 26. Surprise, surprise, it's titled Agriculture. And the discussion, three bullet points under variations in receipts. An area which I have a little bit of background on. I would like to see added to these variations, because my guess is, did you talk to Mr. Smith for this information?
He reviewed the chapters, but he did not provide any comment.
That's because he's understaffed and filling three different positions right now, and probably was unable to give it due diligence. So I'm going to catch a couple things here.
Okay.
Drought. If we're going to say drought, it needs to be natural and state regulated. We have not, in Scott Valley, been in a drought for 6-7 years. Shasta Valley was minor 2 years ago when we had the curtailments come into place. It has been a lack of legally available water due to state regulation. It has been a man-made drought. However, because of the range of years that you're using, yes, you're going to go, it goes back more than 5 years. Yes, we were in a drought. That has had some effect. The regulated drought has had more of an impact than natural drought.
Okay.
Bottom line, we can get you the information if somebody wants to try to argue against me. I will show them they're wrong. We've got a plethora of information.
This is just a clarification to the chair. I just want to confirm, and that's on the record, the changing of that term, of the modification to text that says natural and man-made drought. Do you want that changed throughout into the safety element, or just noted here?
It needs to be in both. Okay. Because that water availability, whether it's for ag or other purposes, is being limited more so by state regulation than it is by Mother Nature.
Okay.
Yes.
That's point number one.
Yeah.
Point number two, bullet point that needs to be added for major impact on receipts from ag activity. Add a number four, which will be labor. Specifically, the elimination of overtime allowances. Number five would be CARB and the impact that's had on forcing those in ag, this is timber, farms, and ranches. The receipts have been really hampered because of having to get new vehicles because of state.
Okay.
Number six would be new regulations on herbicides and pesticides, which is having a direct influence on what we're able to grow.
Okay. What was five? You said CARB?
CARB.
Air Resources Board.
California Air Resources Board, and the regs on diesel emissions.
Yeah.
You're missing those, and that's impacting nursery, farms, ranches, timber, run down the list. CARB and new pesticide regulations have really hampered our receipts.
Okay, thank you for that information. We can do so.
Through the chair.
have a question. A few years back, did they not, the CARB regs did not affect farm implements? Is that true or not?
Back then.
Yes, but that's changed now.
Well, it has, because we can't get labor, so we've had to go to more mechanized. And now all of a sudden, because of the tier of the engine, it now falls within CARB. And so we've got to go buy a $250,000 piece of equipment to replace our $30,000 piece of equipment.
Thank you.
Yep. And if I can add to that,
I remember them saying something about that ag was exempt from those new CARBs. This has been years ago.
Yeah, what we were, it was staged in. It was like a 5-6 year change.
Right.
Our deadline finally came up. We had to recalibrate.
Yeah.
And just for your guys' edification, you know, 5-6 years ago, we were paying, you know, $80 to $85 an hour for trucking. Now we pay $130 to $150 an hour for trucking. Okay. So that is certainly
the other thing
on the agriculture from the timber side is a loss of mill capacity.
Mill capacity.
We just lost 4 mills in the last 6 months.
Okay.
In Southern Oregon, which is part of our market base.
Okay.
And there's others that are teetering.
Okay.
So, you know, you can't mill a log, you can't sell it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Then my last comment on the econ is on econ 29. I really hope I get the answer I'm looking for. 4.7, regulatory setting. There's one word there, none. Is that coming? Please tell me that is not going to be left blank.
It doesn't have to be. If you have information that we should include there, definitely.
We just broached it referring to agriculture, but if we're talking, and we've had this on projects very recently, talking about new homes, and in fact, Rachel's project of the designs for the quick permitting for homes, meeting new EV regs, etc. We need to make sure that we develop this for unfunded mandates, which directly impact the ability of counties to survive, generate revenue, and take care of their population.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done with econ. Okay. We can go to circulate and transport. Yeah.
Circulation.
All right, so circulation and transportation. So obviously we want to summarize transportation and mobility in the county. Some of the topics included are roadways and functional classifications, VMT, which is always interesting in a large rural county. Talking about transit service, talking about any active transportation facilities, aviation transportation facilities, and then the system management as well. So, love to open it up for your questions and comments.
I have an observation. Maybe it had to do, it's on circulation 11. Maybe it had to do with COVID, but we were using public transportation more in 2010, 12, 14, until we hit 2018 when it starts to drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just think of the gas prices back in 2012 versus today? And you'd think that you'd see that increase with the gas prices, wouldn't you? But is that a trend because of COVID?
I can speak to that. Yeah, it's mostly due to COVID. So, you know, transit is heavily subsidized by the federal government. So, you know, during COVID, a lot of that funding was removed for, you know, bus and transit service. So a lot of them, you know, at stage particularly, just completely halted.
So this is a funding problem, you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
In other words, I don't know, you think people would get back into the use of public transportation?
Right, because funding, you know, relates to availability of transit, right? People typically use transit if it's easy and it's available, you know, you have to wait 3 hours to go 20 miles or, you know, something like that, which is difficult in a rural area, right? Because typically you're traveling far for services. And so, you know, with the funding modifications at the federal level, a lot of service was either removed or altered, right? Instead of, you know, running 5 days a week, it ran once a week. So that's like a direct impact, you know, with funding, because yeah, transit is, you know, almost completely subsidized by the federal government.
Through the chair.
Yeah.
The county bus, the green buses, is that still funded by the feds or is that on us now?
I believe it's still FTA, Federal Transit Administration funding,
because
like 5310.
If there's three people on one of them buses, it's loaded.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I see them empty more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
There's good news coming
mm-hmm.
from Scott Valley.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because we have two pickup stations. You know, one of them's in the mall, which we go to the grocery store and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one, if there's three people sitting there waiting to go, that's a crowd.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, back and forth. So.
Yep.
Okay. My first question on this one is in section 5.2 on SIR 3, the figure 5.1 mileage of maintained public roads. Question for clarification. I get a slight increase in county roads. County took over maintenance of several miles. I get that. State has not changed. That's Highway 3 is not getting any longer,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. Federal mileage shows a noticeable increase from 20 to 21. Do we know why those miles increased for federal maintained?
Is that, are you?
Because this chunk right here is noticeably, there was a growth in county.
Oh, federal.
State stayed the same, but federal, it looks like it bumped up almost 200, close to 300 miles of maintained roads. Do we know where those roads are? What caused that?
Ask Public Works. I don't think the feds have to like share that information with local agencies per se, but it could be something as simple as they just, you know, they built some new roads that they're maintaining now within the federal system. Some new access points.
So if we think back to a year ago, and I was sitting over there, and I made a point to mention to our folks,
mm-hmm.
want to make sure we identify all the roads that have now been put in to fight wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is this reflective of those new roads?
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. If not, can we still get that information?
I think at this point we have to assume so, but we can dig into the data to see how
mm-hmm.
detailed it gets.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't know that.
It's a question I have for clarification.
Definitely.
Thank you.
A lot of work you see out there on Main Street is Highway 3 money.
Yeah.
$77 million.
But we're not increasing the mileage.
Oh.
Right.
This here is simply adding miles
mm-hmm.
to their maintenance.
Yep.
And that's why 250 to 300 miles of essentially new roads, or they've assumed responsibility.
Or they've opened up. It's
right. What, where,
where
and really
roads?
How many?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
That's a good point, because that is 2021, which is the year of the fire.
Other questions on circulation?
I have here in circulation 18 annual unlinked trips is going down and the cost operating expense going up.
It means that transit trips are decreasing, but the operating cost to operate the transit is increasing. So you're not getting that, you know, capture of the dollar.
I took that as being based on fuel cost today.
Yeah, and, you know, with the transit agencies and CARD and things like that, there's every year there's more and more regulation of things that they got to do and, you know, replacement of buses. If they're now on a shorter time span versus, like, back in the day, you'd replace a bus every, like, 15 years. Now it's, like, every 5. So, you know, things associated with purchasing.
Also, as you have fewer people on the bus, the cost per trip goes up.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's why I brought it up.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to know who was paying for those buses and the drivers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, this is that one where the airport designation. Tissue County Airport was on that circular 26 primary airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll look into the number of trips.
It's not a big deal, but for Montague it is a big deal.
Okay, sure.
Aviation. I don't think I had any other notes in here. Anything else on circulation?
Nope.
Okay. We can go ahead and bump to a fun one, bio. We can jump into it for 10 minutes.
Get started.
12 minutes.
So biological resources obviously summarizes agricultural, biological, open space, scenic, mineral, and forestry resources. And this is another one of those chapters that really informs the environmental impact of the book. There's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I
do Go ahead. Thing? Take first slide of this.
Thank you. So item 6.2, which is on page BR3, under agricultural soil and waters, you mentioned or your consultant mentioned. Who was your consultant?
Rincon Consultants.
Rincon. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if they're aware, but you might want to mention. We talk about the nursery capacity for traditional crops, but Siskiyou County is also hugely pivotal for nursery tree crops.
Okay.
We grow more seedlings in this county than anywhere else in the state. So that is definitely something I think we should highlight if we're talking about nurseries. There's Cal Forest Nursery, which grows over 30 million trees. And then Sierra Pacific Industry Nurseries that currently is, this will be its first year, but they will ramp up to about 25 to 30 million. So we'll grow over 60 million seedlings just in this county, which is, like I said, outside of... within California, that's we're the largest nursery, timber nursery in the of all the counties. So kind of a claim to fame, I think we should mention.
Yep.
So
thanks to Keith Whipple.
Yeah. So I'll let you handle Williamson. That's always a fun one.
Well, there's not much to say on that.
Nope, it's still there. That's a good
thing.
The
question I have on BR3, right at the bottom where it starts on ag soils, curious why you're saying that California Department of Conservation is providing you the information. I wouldn't trust them any further than I could throw them. If you want accurate information for Siskiyou County, you go to the FSA and the NRCS office right up here, because every year, every farmer and rancher in Siskiyou County reports our acreage to the FSA office, and they have it down by crop type.
Okay.
And there is this much communication between DOC and FSA and NRCS, but FSA and NRCS communicate.
Okay.
That's the first thing I would do.
Okay. So another point where there's a more accurate data source.
And it's right across the street, right up above the old rail yard.
Got it.
And Wyatt is very willing to work with you. His name's Wyatt Amaral.
Yeah. And the NRCS could also get you...
Between the two of them, soils. You can get down to the square foot of information.
Okay. Yeah.
And it will be accurate. Next question. Figure 6.1. And this may be more clarifying the definition. What definition do you use when you use the term farmland?
Honestly, I'd have to ask them.
Okay, so there's question number one. Obviously, well, to most, prime farmland means it's irrigated. Mm-hmm. So that's accepted. Next question. Farmland of statewide importance. What is that definition?
Which figure are you on? I'm sorry.
It is the nice little map, figure 6.1 on
page.
It's right after BR5. It's in between BR5, so I guess it'd be BR6.
Yes.
It actually doesn't have a BR number on the page.
Mine does, right? You're correct.
I see.
So the prime farmland, I get that one. It's irrigated, growing a crop, with water being applied. But then you go, I would like to see the definition of your farmland of state, unique farmland, farmland of local importance, because as it applies to Scott Valley, your color that is assigned to farmland of local importance, most of the east side of Scott Valley that is of that color is juniper, plum brush, and sagebrush. And there may be a little grazing. I would see it more accurately reflected as grazing, but I would not consider it farmland.
Okay.
That's why the definitions are what I'm looking for. Maybe it's accurate based on the definition. Perhaps based on the definition, the map is not colored correctly.
Okay. Yeah, and I would say that the definitions of those categories, because those categories come from the data source that you already,
which is why I'm saying DOC is way out of alignment, because this map on 6.1 will look much different if you pull the data from FSA and NRCS, because it's got farmland identified colored in here that is wilderness west of Etna.
Okay.
It's nothing but trees, and it's not even privately owned. It's legitimate federal wildland, but here it's colored as farmland.
Okay.
And so maybe shifting the source of the information will address this. If not, get a definition and let's make sure that we're talking the same language.
Absolutely.
And we can provide the definition. DOC has all the definitions laid out for what's considered important farmland, statewide importance, unique, local. Mm-hmm. Prime. We can provide all of those to you.
Yeah. And then I don't know if it is important, but on that, there are soil map, you know, it's basically all the timberland that isn't mapped, but there are soil series that we have to reference when we're doing our analysis of harvest activities. I haven't done them myself because my staff does them now, but we always refer to the MRCS. They have all the soil, vegetative soil maps. So I think there's a lot more soil data out there than whatever source this is coming from.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Are the removal of the dams on the Klamath going to be addressed in this, especially in the Tule Lake Basin?
I believe we discussed them, like just that it's happening, but there's no data to present yet that I'm aware of. So we didn't do any analysis on it yet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Keep going. I've got one on seven.
Oh, you're about the same point I am. Okay, so I'm on BR7. And it is very top water. If we come down to physical condition description, I'm not even going to dive into the water paragraph. We're going to be adjourning in 3 minutes. But I do want something that's missing in physical conditions is there's no mention of the Trinities.
It flows the third direction.
The north face of the Trinities supplies a very large percentage of the available water in runoff to Scott Valley.
Okay.
Headwaters.
Yeah. Did you have a question on this page also? Or?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to deal with it now or break after lunch.
Can you deal with it in 2 minutes or not?
I probably could.
Go for it.
So under environmental setting, and if not, we'll finish up right later. So again, a forestry thing. Much of the county is densely forested with pine, fir, incense, cedar, oak, and madrone. So this is technical, but being a legal document, if you will, I want it to be correct. So Douglas fir is not a fir tree, even though it's Douglas fir. It's Pseudotsuga menziesii. Fir is under Aedes, which is red fir and white fir. Pseudotsuga is not mentioned here, and that's one of our primary tree species.
Okay.
So it's not a fir tree. So I would recommend that, you know, we have pines, Douglas fir, and because just like incense cedar, they correctly have it hyphenated. Douglas fir should be hyphenated with the Douglas capitalized.
Okay.
Right here. So it should be with pine, fir, Douglas fir, incense cedar, whatever, oak and madrone. So it's just clarifying that. And I think there's another section where they mention the tree species, but they leave out Doug fir.
Sure. Thank you.
And I'm probably, let's see.
We're gonna come back to this page because I've got it. I can't bite my tongue on this one, but we can't do it before lunch. We're gonna come back to BR7, and it's gonna be on the ag water use. Questions for clarification on that language?
Okay. Yeah, that was gonna be my next.
I want to make sure we're collecting the data and the information from the appropriate location. All right. I'm going to pound the gavel to take our 45-minute lunch break, 15 seconds early. Any questions before I pound? 45-minute lunch, we will reconvene back in here at 12:45.